No matter what's going on, no matter where he is, he always has time for you. His name is Rick Limpert, and on Twitter, his handle is Rick Roswell. Firmly in position in the undisclosed Starbucks location, working hard as always. How goes it, Rick?
I am well, Sully. I'm holding down the fort here at the Starbucks and working on the weekend, but always have time for you and listeners. So appreciate having the chance to talk with you today.
And from wherever you may be consuming this lovely piece of audio, we are very grateful that you tune in for these conversations each week. Rick covers sports, technology, number of other different stuff. You can follow him, of course, on Twitter, Rick Roswell. Catch his daily technology column on Examiner.com, and he's also popping up here and there in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, Everything Georgia, GA followers. Rick, you got to spend some time at the College Sports Summit. College sports is just something that we cannot get enough of in this part of the country.
Yeah, and it's kind of an under-the-radar event, Sully. I go every year. It's at the CNN Center and the Omni Hotel downtown. People from colleges all over the country that are involved with audio and video broadcasting, which is growing like crazy, as you know, with all the networks and the availability to stream online. They were at this show talking about some of their the tricks of the trade that they use, new equipment, and just a really big show for people that broadcast college sports, which of course affects the people that consume watching college sports.
And perhaps one of the very big things in college athletics is the art of storytelling and so many different ways to get those stories. What did you learn about branding and telling the story of a college team, a college athlete, while you were there?
Well, as you know, Sully, it doesn't really matter what business you're in. Storytelling, branding is really where it's at now with the way we use social media and the internet. So these college teams, and ESPN maybe does the best job of this with their little 30 for 30 specials they do and things like that. But telling the story about the college teams, different seasons, different aspects of the team, the players, the coaches is really where it's at. And now with the broadcast and video platforms now that these schools have with their websites or maybe a conference network, they have more and more content they need to fill. So they've actually hired producers from TV shows and things like that to help produce this professional content that'll be consumed by the fans in the stadiums, online, and wherever else fans go to see things about their favorite teams.
I have been a more and more infrequent user of Facebook and a vocal critic of Facebook, but if you want to participate in social media, there's no way around it. You're going to have a presence on Facebook. And Facebook video is really big. What did you learn about that at this conference?
Yeah, I've noticed you on Facebook a little more, so I needed to talk to you about that. But Facebook video, it's people are on Facebook all the time. It's really that one app that is open all the time that you can get information readily and get alerted to when new content and new media is up there. So just they had people from Facebook there. They ran a Facebook video boot camp about how to make best use of Facebook video. And then they had people critique kind of the work that other people had produced on Facebook just to see what was good, what was bad. And I thought it was pretty interesting. And I've used Facebook Live a little bit, Sully, the Facebook video portion of it. But a lot more to learn, and this is going to keep growing and growing.
When you talk about sports and storytelling, video is the most compelling part of all that. And the largest technology showcase in the history of this summit happened at this most recent event. What did you see among all of the things that were out there that impressed you the most? What companies are really on the cutting edge here?
Well, over 40 different vendors had set up shop here with their wares, chance to look at that stuff. I was really interested in kind of the cameras and the lenses now that people are using. Of course, Canon and Nikon and Panasonic were there, but these tabletop exhibits had a lot of good information, and then there were panel discussions that focused directly on the technology as well. So they really hadn't done that in the past. See, that shows the importance of cameras and lenses, and you know the cameras are moving to 4K and HDR, where the lenses are something that the schools invest in and they can keep for a little longer. But things are changing rapidly, and I can tell when I'm watching a 4K video versus just maybe a 1080p video now, and these colleges want to always put their best foot forward.
And we're moving away from scoreboards towards video boards. Anybody who's been to a Major League Baseball game recently certainly has detected that. The need and the desire to present fans with the most incredible experiences there, and college athletics at all levels are having to answer this as well.
Yeah, I've been calling them scoreboards since I was a little kid, but now they really want you to call these things video boards. And you know, Major League and NFL and NBA stadiums, of course, have these, but the colleges have moved this to this now. And video boards even at some colleges on their soccer field, baseball diamonds, softball diamonds. So this is, again, the need for more content they need to produce to appease the fans. While the score is still on there, and they do stat and scoreboard tracking on these multiple displays around the stadiums now have the ability to do a lot of different things, including show that high-def video, and these schools are really taking advantage of this. And this is where it comes in that there was a guy that worked on Downton Abbey. Now that's working for one of the colleges, so people are moving from TV shows, they realize the value of this. So I think this is a growing field, Sully, video and audio production, as it's been for a while. But at the in with the colleges and universities, and even last year and this year, there were some high schools at this show trying to pick up some tips. So it's even moving further down the line.
Well, I can get nostalgic, and I guess with the proliferation of mobile devices and cell phone technology, like these days are way behind us. But I'll never forget those days of sitting out in the bleachers or, you know, along the first base side and looking at the scoreboard at the Braves in September and seeing how the other teams were doing and it really having some meaning to me as I was, you know, okay, these guys lose, we move up in the standings a little bit. Those days are gone because that's in our pocket now.
Well, I thought you were going to mention the manual scoreboard at Fenway. So you spend many a night at Fenway, I'm sure, watching the numbers change and gasping when different numbers went up on that. That's really a throwback these days.
Yes, it is. And the manually operated scoreboards at the Masters are also something to behold, too. And I know as a golf appreciator, you can certainly appreciate that. Rick, I know before we wrap up, you want to talk about something that's really important, especially for people in this part of the country. Hurricane season is upon us. Talk about some technology that might help people stay on top of that.
Yeah, I always mention this time of the year, and there's numerous apps you can get, Red Cross and other things about the hurricane season, which started on June 1st here. Something we need to be aware of here in the Southeast. They're expecting more hurricane activity this year, maybe than in the past few years. So there's FEMA has their NOAA 2017 Atlantic Hurricane app. You can download that, go to FEMA.gov and see their mobile apps, iOS and Android. And it's really good to keep these apps on our phone for alerts and just to stay in tune with the changing weather patterns. It's going to be a stormy summer, I think, Sully, into the fall. So this is something good to have at our fingertips.
Well, it is a busy weekend for you. When you do finally meet this deadline today, what fun might you be getting into?
We might head out to the pool at our place here this afternoon. We were out there last night. I hadn't been to the pool yet this year, but I also need to do some cleaning around the house. My office is a complete disaster, as it's been for months. So maybe I can make some headway in that. But right now, Sully, a nice mango Tivana tea here in front of me, and try to push through this deadline.
Well, hopefully you have your Crocs on. We got to get in all of our mentions.
I don't today, but they may be on later today when I go to the pool.
All right, they better be. I'm still trying to get you a pair, Rick, one way or the other.
Thanks, so I'll send you a picture.
Follow Rick on Twitter. It's Rick Roswell. Always appreciate it.
Yep, thanks, Saul.